Hello, and welcome to Zacks Shopping for Stocks. I'm your host, Maddie Johnson, an editor here at Zacks. Today is July 25th, and this week I want to talk about one of the hardest hit names of the retail industry, and that is Sears. Sears was once America's largest retailer, and its dominance was so undisputed that the company would seemingly be number one forever. But just a few decades was all it took for the company to publicly admit that it may not survive. And the department store has announced that it would close a total of over 250 Sears and Kmart stores so far. Sears has lost over $2.2 billion last year, and that has marked the sixth year of an over $10 billion losing streak that has erased 84% of Sears' market value. So, what has happened to arguably one of the biggest success stories in American retail history? So, to figure this out, I kind of want to go back in history a little bit. Sears was launched as a catalog of watches and jewelry under the name Sears, Roebuck & Co. in 1893. And then in just 2 years, the company had expanded from watches and sales had reached $750,000. And the company's iconic catalog grew to 532 pages. It was known at the time as the consumer Bible, quote unquote. Farmers in particular preferred Sears as they became frustrated with understocked and overpriced general stores. In 1906, Sears filed for an IPO, or an initial public offering, the first for an American retail firm and the first to be handled by Goldman Sachs. That same year, Sears opened a 40-acre logistics center in Chicago, which Henry Ford called the, quote, seventh wonder of the business world, unquote. In the 1920s, Sears opened retail stores that began outselling its famous catalog by 1931, a year that saw $180 million in revenues for the company. The company then introduced its now key brands like Craftsman, Die Hard, and Kenmore, which is the appliance brand. Sears also began selling insurance through its Allstate division. Then came the construction of the Sears Tower, which is now the Willis Tower, but I still call it the Sears Tower, which I'm sure many other people in Chicago still do. And that was in 1969 in Chicago. So during this time, there is no doubt Sears was still the largest retailer in the world, or at least in America. But when Sears purchased the Dean Witter Reynolds Securities Firm, and then the Coldwell Banker real estate operation in 1981, the company started to stray from its core retail business. And here's when it gets interesting. And this, which incidentally allowed top competitors at the time to invade Sears's retail market. So think Macy's, Walmart, and Home Depot. And in 1992, Sears's revenue hit $59 billion. And the company announced plans to simplify its business structure. It took aspects of Dean Witter and Allstate Public and then distributed the remaining shares to investors. And by 1993, the famous catalog was discontinued. So around the turn of the century, Sears had committed to online shopping. They said in a press release in the summer of 2000 that Sears.com had sold everything or was selling everything from home electronics and appliances to cookware and toys. So what Amazon is doing today. But in comparison, at the time, Amazon had just started branching out from books around November of 1999. And while Amazon is clearly every retailer's biggest threat today, Walmart was Sears' biggest rival back then and had just become the largest retailer in America in the 1990s thanks to its great service and low prices, two characteristics of the company that are still in play today. So when Sears merged with Kmart in 2005, forming Sears Holdings, analysts were really excited at the possibility that two fading retail giants, and I use fading loosely, but these retail giants would get a boost, especially from each other's popular brands like Sears Craftsman and Kmart's Martha Stewart Everyday. And sales did rise in 2006, the first full year as a combined company, but then sales fell in each of the following 9 years. And the financial crisis of 2007-2008 hit Sears hard, wiping 85% off its value. And while shares of Sears, it trades under the ticker SHLD, peaked at around April 2010, the company just wasn't able to recover. But, you know, we can't blame all of Sears' troubles on the economy. That would just be too easy. Many of the company's issues lie internally. There's the decision to split the company into several different units, often run by people with little experience in the retail industry, these separate divisions ended up acting like separate companies, competing with each other for resources and hiring their own senior management. It's also been spinning off assets and selling company stores in order to stay afloat. And this is nothing new. Sears has been doing this for years now. Its total debt was $4.2 billion at the end of January 2017. The assets that it sold off notably has been Land's End, Sears Canada, and Craftsman, which was bought by Stanley Black & Decker just this year. So, taking this all in, Sears, we've probably all been in a Sears store. We've probably bought some sort of Sears product ever since we've, you know, been alive on this earth. But Sears is a story of a retailer that seemingly is spreading itself too thin. It's had spread itself too thin. They had its hands in everything by today, by July 25th, 2017. They've been in retail, real estate, e-commerce, insurance, credit. But they never seemed to innovate in any one particular area when competitors started encroaching on their space. So it's easy to say that Walmart and Amazon killed Sears, if you want to get really blunt about it. But the company itself did a nice job of contributing to its own slow demise. But there may be hope for Sears yet. The company announced last week that it was partnering with none other than Amazon. Yes, that one Amazon, the e-commerce giant, would begin selling its Kenmore appliances on its site. It also announced that it will be integrating Amazon's Alexa technology into its new line of appliances. So Sears is not giving up hope. We probably shouldn't give up hope either. But, you know, walking into a Sears is not necessarily a happy thing. It's quite depressing, but they're trying to do what they should have done 20 years ago, and we should give them credit for that. So I think that does it for today's episode of Shopping for Stocks. Thanks for listening, and remember, if you think I missed anything or you have a topic in mind that you think should be covered, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember, subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. Thanks for joining, and I'll see you next time on Shopping for Stocks.